you focus on the breath, it's an immediate way of showing goodwill for yourself. You want a happiness that's more than ordinary, something that's reliable, something that's harmless, something that's really good for the mind. And this is how you find it, bringing the mind to stillness in the present moment. And the breath is a very congenial way of doing that because you can play with the breath as much as you like. It's one of the few processes in the body that you have some control over. And so breathe in a way that feels really good right now. And ask yourself, which part of the body feels like it's lacking in breath energy? Yet let the breath energy go there. It's like checking out to make sure that everybody in your house is being well fed. Anybody who's not getting his or her share, you give a little extra to make up for the lack. This way you have a good place to stay in the present moment. Here's some immediate pleasure, which is very important because sometimes your mind gets frazzled. And it sees a quick fix. It's going to be unskillful. It's going to give it a quick little hit of pleasure just because it feels so starved for pleasure. It's willing to put up with the later consequences. But if you're not starved in the present moment, you're not going to be giving in to those impulses. That's one way that this protects you. So it's not just the fact that you've got a nice, pleasant place to be in the present. It's also going to have a good effect on your actions. It changes the balance of power in the mind. So the unskillful thoughts have less hold on your desire for pleasure because you've got another kind of pleasure right here. And this can give you a sense of well-being. And you can, when you get skilled at this, you can tap into it whenever you want. So it's in this way that you're showing goodwill for yourself as you meditate. You're not doing anything harmful at all right now. And the pleasure you're looking for is one that's good not only for you, but also for the people around you.